Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
The Lord came to me saying, "Before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I set you apart. In fact, I appointed you as my spokesperson to the world." Folks, each of us here were chosen to fulfill a prophetic purpose, a divine destiny. Now listen to what it says in 2 Timothy 1 and 8. God has saved us. He has called us with a holy calling, not because of anything we did ourselves, but because of his purpose and his grace. Folks, when you become a child of God, you receive a spiritual inheritance. You become connected to a prophetic blueprint for the ages, because God literally makes us a part of his plan during this time and place in history. Are you listening today? And because of that, we dare not ignore the mission he's given us, because it's the true reason why we're alive. Some people fill up their lives with all kinds of things. Other people have no idea what they're doing here. I'm telling you today that the purpose of life is to fulfill God's plan. There is a plan for every one of us, and we need to stick to it. The Bible says one day that we will all give an account of our lives and the gifts that God has given to us. In Romans chapter 14 and 10, it says, "We shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ." What a day that will be. "For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me and every tongue shall confess to God." So then every one of us, say every one of us, every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Not one person will escape. And on judgment day, what will the Lord say to you? Have you ever wondered that? What will the Lord say to me? Will he say, "Well done," or "What have you done? What have you done for me? What have you done for me lately?" Everyone here has a call from God. My question to you is, have you answered it, or have you placed God on hold? See, because the truth is, if you have not answered yet, he's still on the line. He's waiting for you. God doesn't change his mind. You know what the scripture says in Romans 11 and 29? It says, God's gifts and his call are irrevocable. He never takes it away. The only way that you can get away from the call of God on your life is that you must walk away from the assignment in deliberate disobedience. But don't do that. Listen, God loves you. God wants to bless you. He created you for a good life and to bless you. He really did. And this call I'm talking about, it's a part of his blessing. It's a part of your purpose. In Jeremiah 31 and 3, it talks about the love of God. It says, "The Lord has appeared to me saying, yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love." He can say that because he's eternal. He's always loved us. The Bible tells us that he looked upon us when we were being formed in our mother's womb to make sure all of the parts were there, all of the fingers and the toes, and that we were okay, and that we were safe. It says, through his loving kindness, he has drawn us to him. You're not watching this by accident today. You're not in this church by accident. It's been because of a loving kindness of God that we have joined together around his word today. He wants us to hear this message. He wants us to know how special we are to him and how special our contribution to the world really is. Look, we're just coming out of a past year into a new year. And the Lord wants me to tell you, don't be distracted by your past. You need to leave the past behind you. Listen to what it says in the Bible. And this is found in Isaiah 43 and 18. You say, sure, that preacher sure does give a lot of scriptures. Well, I'm giving it to you to let you know it's not my opinion. Some people will give you their opinion. This is God's opinion. I said, this is God's opinion. This is what God says. Forget what happened in the past. I told you. And do not dwell on the events from long ago. I am going to do something new. It's already happening. Don't you recognize it? See, the only way that you can recognize the new things that God is beginning to do in your life is to break up with your past. Some people are too fixated in the past. God wants you to sever your ties with regret. Nobody gets it right. Not 100%. If you have, raise your hand. Because I'm going to pray for the liars here today. It's time to take off your grave clothes. It's time to start living again when you went through those traumatic experiences, and some of us have had them since childhood. But the Bible is telling us today to let it go. Let it go. Ask God for his help. He will deliver you. And you know what? And most of all, this is important for us, because what makes things hang on to us is called unforgiveness. We have to release those who have hurt us, who have wounded us, who have embarrassed us. God wants us to let them go. Do you know forgiveness actually means to untie and let go? When you don't forgive the harm, the hurt, the pain, remains tied on you. No matter what you say, well, I've forgiven that person. I heard one person say once, I buried the hatchet. And then the question was, well, why is the handle still outside of the ground? If you buried it, it should all be underground. Some people live their lives like that. They say, I've forgiven you. But every time they see you, they're thinking in the back of their mind, or they're verbally saying, yeah, you're all right, but man, the way you treated me, boy, what you did, I've forgiven you a long time ago. Well, why are you talking about it? See, forgiveness is a greater blessing to the person who forgives than the person being forgiven. And you must embrace that and understand that, because that's a spiritual principle. The Bible actually says in Mark 11 and 24, I tell you that you can pray for anything, and if you believe, you'll receive it. But when you're praying, first forgive anyone you're holding a grudge against. Why? So that your Father in heaven will forgive you of your sins too. No matter how religiously right you think you are, if you're holding unforgiveness, God is not forgiving you. Well, after all I went through, God's not going to forgive me? That's right. See, because you stand between Jesus' forgiveness on the cross. You get in front of it. Jesus said to those who were doing those horrible things to him, and it resounds through history, he said on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That was for all of us, for all times, throughout centuries. And when you don't forgive, you get in front of Jesus' forgiveness and say, Jesus may forgive you, but I won't forgive you. And then God says, well, if you don't forgive them and my son forgives them, I won't forgive you. This is good preaching. I'm trying to give you the truth today because some of you are locked up in unforgiveness. You're buried in the mire of unforgiveness. Your heart is still broken because you keep regurgitating the events of the past. Whether it be in your mind or verbally, or you talk to someone on the phone, your confession keeps feeding into the pain. God wants you to leave the past behind. Break up with your past. Look at the person next to you and say, God wants you to fully break up with your past. Forget the things in the past. Something new is coming to you this year. And God wants you to know it. If you believe that, give God a hand of praise. I said something new is trying to get to you. Something new is trying to get to you. Don't let forgiveness push it away. Folks, what I'm saying is not easy. I mean, I have no idea the pain that you may have suffered, the disgrace, the abandonment, the betrayal. I really don't know, but God can help you. He really can help you.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
This is Pastor Steve. Thanks so much for listening to the program today. We are living in perilous times, but I want to let you know something. God has protecting angels watching over us. And I just feel like I need to say that. One of my favorite scripture verses is Psalm 91. Let me read for you a few verses. It says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. For he will give his angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways. He goes on to say, I will keep you from trouble. And I will deliver you, and I will honor you. And with long life, I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. My friends, today, God is watching over us, so we have nothing to fear. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
In Psalm 145 and 17, it says, the Lord is close to all those who call upon Him. Look, call upon Him. The Bible says he grants the desires of those who fear him. He hears the cries of those who cry for help, and he rescues them. He protects the defenseless people. The scripture says, when I was weak, he saved me. How about you? When you were weak, didn't he save you? See, the Bible is right. It says, be at peace again, my soul, because the Lord has been good to me. He saved my eyes from tears and my feet from falling. Folks, listen, God is able to turn your tears into joy, your mourning into laughter. In Psalm 30 and verse 11, it says, you have turned my mourning into joyful dancing. You have turned away my grave clothes of mourning into clothes of joy that I may sing praises to you. I will not be silent, O Lord. I'm going to give you thanks forever. Now, I'm talking today primarily about your purpose, God's plan, and how he has something significant for you to do, for you to use your life and the gifts he's given you to help others know Jesus as personal Savior and Lord. Because you can help others in many other ways, but until you share the gospel with them, you really haven't helped them eternally. And that's the most important thing. Some people say, well, I've tried to get involved. I've tried to show people my gifts. Some people are stuck because they have had discouraging experiences in church. Maybe people haven't recognized your gifts and your talents. And some people go from church to church and church to church. Listen, you need to stay where you're planted. Know where you're planted. Know that God says that those planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Look, chalk up bad experiences to bad timing or a bad season, and realize that God has a plan and a purpose for your gifting. Stay engaged. Stay planted. The Bible says that your gift will make room for you. The Bible confirms that we're living in the closing season of time. And that's why I've got to deliver this message. Folks, listen, honestly, Jesus Christ is coming back real soon. You say, how do you know? Because of the signs of the time. Now, I'm not going to get into a teaching on prophecy. Come in February, I'm going to be teaching the book of Revelation in February. But history and current events show us without a doubt Jesus Christ will soon return. Now, the first time he comes, it will be in what we call the rapture of the church. Jesus is going to return for those who have accepted him as Savior, and then he's going to take them back to heaven. And right after that, a period of time is going to occur called the tribulation. It will be the worst time in human history, the Bible says. In fact, Jesus described it in this way in Matthew 24 and 21. For then there will be great tribulation, such as not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. That's a seven-year period where God will be judging those who rejected his son, Jesus Christ, on earth. All kinds of catastrophes. You can imagine how bad it's going to be down here. But those people who accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior will be raptured before the trouble visits the earth. And there is a scripture, verse 4, that I want to read it to you in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and 15. It says, we tell you this directly from the Lord. We who are still living when the Lord returns, speaking of the rapture, will not meet him ahead of those who have died. There are people, our loved ones, friends, who have died already. So here the scripture is explaining this to us in regards to the rapture. It says, well, the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout and with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God. First, the Christians who have died will rise up from their graves. They will receive glorified bodies. Then together with them, we who are also still alive and remain on the earth will be caught up into the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Then we will be with the Lord forever. We're all going back to heaven together. Let me ask you a question. Are you going back in the rapture of the church? Let me see your hand if you are. Oh, that's good. I know I'm going to be there. You know what the Bible says, though? Everybody's not going to be raptured. Many will be left behind. In Matthew 24 and 40, it says, two men will be working together in the field. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding flour in the mill. One will be taken and the other left. And then the Lord says, watch therefore, because you do not know the hour of my return. And this is why it's critical that you fulfill your call. Because it's a part of the Great Commission. What God has called you to do is a part of the Great Commission to share the gospel with other people. Jesus said in Matthew 28 and 18, all authority has been given to me in heaven and in earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. You have been born to save the world. Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, I'm sending you. He came to save the world. That means your purpose for being in this world is to help people, is to save people, is to point them to God, to Jesus, and eternal life. We were created by God to serve him. We must share the gospel. The gospel is the good news that lets us know that God loves us. God wants to forgive us of our sins. He wants to set us free so that we can serve him and fulfill his plan and his destiny for our lives. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in Jesus will not perish and go to hell, but have everlasting life. For God did not send Jesus into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. It goes on to say, to all who believe him and accept him, Jesus gives the right to become the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. And when we become a child of God, we receive spiritual inheritance. We become connected with his prophetic plan for the ages, just like I told you. Listen to this scripture, Ephesians 1 and 11. It's in Christ that we find out who we are and what we're living for. God makes us part of his overall purpose. He is working out in everything and in everyone. Folks, listen, by accepting Jesus Christ, you go from being an orphan of this world system to becoming an heir of God. I think that's pretty good. And when you do that, you don't just sit down and just rejoice about it. You get up and you start serving. Look at the person next to you and say, it's time to start serving God in his house and in the world. People have been waiting for you. It's the truth. Listen to what it says in 1 Peter 4 and 10. As each of us have received our gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Now, a steward is one who cares for the property of another. See, your life and your gifts are loaned to you by God. That is the reason why one day in the judgment, we will all stand before God and he will say, well done, or what have you done? That's going to happen, folks. See, you will be judged on how you use your gifts and how you responded to your call. I read that scripture from the beginning. We are all called. Not just the pastor, not just the elders and the deacons and the deaconess. We've all been called. There's something we all have been called by God to do in service to him, and we got to be doing it. We've got to do it. Or else he's not going to be able to say, well done to us. He's going to say, what have you done? You know, there's actually an illustration that Jesus gave about this in Matthew chapter 25 and 14. He said that it will be like a man going on a journey who calls his servants and entrusts to him to them his property. See, he's talking about the gifts and the life that he's given us. And this is an illustration. He said to one, he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, each according to his ability. In other words, God only gives us the life and the gifts according to what he created us to be able to accomplish. And having said that, how many of you know that the Bible says God is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than you can ask or even think? God wants to do way over your head things, more than you can imagine. Your destiny is greater than what you think it is. And that's important for you to realize.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of the message for today is Well Done, or What Have You Done? Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
You know, one of the most important things we have to remember as Christians is we need to seek God with all of our heart. The Bible says, as a deer pants after the water brook, so my heart and my soul pants after you. My soul thirsts for you, O God, for the living God. Father, I just pray for the people now that you would give us a hunger and thirst to know you in a better way. Father, just for the fact that these precious listeners are listening, Lord, to your word every day, We just pray that you will strengthen them, that you would put a real desire in their heart to go deeper in their love relationship with you, that they would fulfill the divine destiny that you've placed upon their lives. I pray for a blessing upon them today. Whatever they need, meet that need in their lives. And devil, your power is broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for victory today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.